Dr. Pepper.
I gotta get grapefruit juice.
I got nothing.
I say we should all burp for an hour and then post that as a podcast.
I don't have anything that can help me burp, though. I don't have anything to drink.
The power of your imagination.
Burp.
Hold on.
Are you ready for the end of the world?
That sounds like a yes. I still haven't figured out what I'm going to do on the quote-unquote end of the world. A few of my friends suggested we should just watch 2012 and laugh, but...
I'm going to be working.
Let me actually check. No, I'm not going to be at work, so...
You should sit out on your lawn in your underwear with the sign that says, "Screw you."
How about you do that for me, Chris?
It's cold over here.
I live in a farm state.
I live in the north.
No, dude, you live in a farm that they made a state.
Yeah, exactly. You beat me to that, actually.
Duke's Farm, the 51st state.
I can't say anything. That made me laugh. Suck it, Puerto Rico. Suck it, Canada. That doesn't make any sense, but I don't care. I'm in that state.
Universal health care and higher life expectancies and shit.
And the fact that you produced the Stargate franchise. Well, most of it. I don't think they had anything to do with the movie. That was all produced by...
number one producer of Canadian bacon.
I thought that was Japan.
I still think it's Japan.
They're confusing it with Nintendo.
Nintendo is Canadian bacon?
Of course. A guy with a German poodle told me that.
Was he Russian?
Yeah, he was black and everything.
Did he say Heil Hitler?
No, no, he said good day, mate.
Well, okay.
You stumped him. Congratulations. You get a prize. Here's my pocket lint.
Some Australians actually did come into my shop today. My first question was, right after, well, how can I help you, was, what the hell are you doing in Louisiana? They had no answer.
To be fair, I think everyone in Louisiana asked all tourists that. I remember going to being in Louisiana once, and that's what everyone kept asking me.
Well, no, that makes sense if you're in South Louisiana, because you're like, oh, the Gulf, New Orleans, Mardi Gras, all that bullshit.
But if I don't you're know, in, I still think people ask you that question.
But I mean, if you're in the dirt hole part of Louisiana where I am, next to Texas and Arkansas, yeah, we're going to wonder why the fuck you're here.
They were there to continue Steve Irwin's legacy.
Want to wrestle me an alligator?
Okay, why did you have to come all the way here to do this? Can't your foreign land is running short on those, or not your foreign land? Did Steve Irwin take out all the crocodiles before you could get to them?
They got tired of getting kicked in the nuts by kangaroos.
Steve Irwin's holding the dead man's switch. When he died, all the crops in Australia exploded. They now have to come to Louisiana and Florida to import them. Well, alligators, anyway.
There was a small vial that contained a deadly bacteria that only harms crocodiles. And when he died, the capsule broke and the infection swarmed all of Australia. It's like the Andromeda strain, but for crocodiles.
And then...
And this, children, is why there's no more purses.
And then... a bunch of stingrays... swim with this playing in the background.
Oh, you see, the stingray is the crocodile's only natural predator. They'll swarm after the croc and sting it and kill it, and then they'll munch on it. Killing Steve Irwin's all part of their plan. Their plan to take over Australia.
Damn him!
No, maybe it's wrong of me, but if I worked for DC, I would make Captain Boomerang's like worst enemy the Stingray.
I don't even know if Captain Boomerang's around. First, you have to make sure there's a Captain Boomerang you can use.
Yeah, you're right. DC is pretty much... we talked enough about DC. They're still around for some reason.
Yeah, you were completely muffled up by someone eating chips, so...
That'd be me. I was eating chips. But, and we talked enough about DC.
That's a good conversation. Your chips sound amazing.
I'm always muffled.
Santa is on my television right now. I can't imagine why.
Does he even lift?
What?
Look at my picture.
That's what the elves are for.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now Conan O'Brien's on my television. Well, it's obvious why he's there. He's the spirit of Christmas.
And now Conan O'Brien is in my house.
Hooray!
And now Jay Leno is here to take over his job of visiting my house.
Now he's going to go visit Chris's house.
Success.
Well, we can't put him... Well, let's see. I was about to say Jordan, but there's worse channels we can compare to Jordan.
Uh-huh.
It's not like Conan would go to the Learning Channel.
Learning... and Jordan's house. I don't see the resemblance.
Well, they don't teach you anything on the Learning Channel anymore, so...
And there's
I
no
see
history
it clear as day.
Right, I saw this, a little bit of the documentary series, Mankind, the History of All of Us, on History Channel. It was basically 300, and, like, clip notes.
Sweet.
No.
I don't know. That sounds ridiculous enough for me to like it.
Okay, imagine if the Sci-Fi Channel took just clip notes of history and then shot it in the style of 300.
Again, you're not making me hate this idea.
There was this one show that they did called, Ancient Battlefields or some shit, where they were really trying to make it look like 300.
Because that movie's relevant still, right?
This was like a year after it came out.
Okay, fine, but I want to know why they're apparently still doing this 300 thing now.
Yeah, that sequel I'm not really interested in.
You know, to get that edgy young audience that the History Channel has always been after.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
While we're at it, how about we get the... And I'm sorry that I can't even think of a joke. I'm sad.
300 prequel, not directed by Zack Snyder, because he's doing Man of Steel. So go watch that instead.
Manly penis.
Is that even going to happen because Miller hasn't put the book out yet?
It's probably gonna suck.
Didn't stop Kick-Ass 2 or Kick-Ass 1.
That's a good point.
If that were written by Frank Miller, it'd be even more dreadful in Duke's eyes.
No, I'd honestly probably like it more. Because then it would be so unbelievably stupid that I would love it.
No, I just had an idea. Every year, Frank Miller should wear a different kind of black hat.
A black Santa hat.
Mm-hmm. No, this year it should be a black top hat. He makes no reference to it, just like his fedora, just wears it.
If anyone ever tries to ask, he chokes them.
No, he just keeps talking about something like a cat, his cats or something.
My cats hate horrors. Yeah, okay, Frank, that's fascinating.
A black hat for every holiday. This week you should have wore a black yarmulke.
He has a black leprechaun hat.
Black bunny ears.
He wears an all black suit after Labor Day.
On his head.
It's just like a little doll that's propped up on the top of his head.
When you take off his hat, there's a smaller hat underneath. Yes, we're JMC. We don't talk about anything that's constructive. We've done this 2 Comic Cons in a row.
Well, you've done it 2 Comic Cons in a row.
CC's done it once. Like, hey, we're going to shoot a lot of footage, then we're going to have a chat about New York Comic Con. Nope. This year, it was literally first day of New York Comic Con. We talked about doing it. Day 2, we knew we weren't going to do it. And now the end of the world is upon us.
And R.E.M. is still broken up.
They saw it coming.
They probably didn't want anyone to play it. They're like, oh crap, we're going to be in high demand.
Now, speaking of the Mayans, did you know the Mayans aren't even allowed inside their own temples right now? Like, they are, because, you know, their people built them and shit, but right now, since they're huge tourist traps, they're not allowed unless they want to pay, like, thousands of dollars per person.
Interesting.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's their New Year's, basically. But just think about that. Instead of having one calendar and at the end of it, we go, yay, drop the big fucking ball. Or it's like eons go by. Like, why are we going to fucking party? Man, dress built forever, shit. Gotta get wasted, gotta get laid, motherfucker. I think that's what it was. The Mayans had really, really badass New Year's Day parties. So to offset that, they created a calendar that was so damn long, they couldn't have another one ever. The guys that made the Hangover movie should like make a movie about that.
Yep. And then make unnecessary sequels that are just rehashing the idea.
Yeah. Like, next is Aztecs, starring the same actress that did the first one.
One of them still played by Zach Galifianakis.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Galifianakis plays all the Mayans.
Oh.
And then Bradley Cooper plays all the Aztecs.
Oh, and Antonio Banderas represents conquistadors.
Why does it have to just be him? How about Danny Trejo could be like his second in command?
And Ken Jeong.
No, they have to be two Spaniards.
Yeah, good point. What's on TV?
Oh, and everyone has huge curly mustaches. They're Spaniards. Even Selma Hayek.
Okay, I'm not having any trouble imagining this.
Damn it, we make better movies than movies. When are we doing that podcast? Oh, I know, never.
Of course, because we're going to die next week. Or,
of course.
Or we're dying right now. Brrrr.
Susie. Our audience is supposed to think that we're doing this right now, or yesterday. Not that we're lazy bums that do it a week in advance because it's going to take us a week to edit it and put it up. Or lack of editing.
Who are we again?
Comic news, I think.
No.
News
comics. That show is currently... Odd. That show has been currently invaded by an Australian person.
Hey, this is Eric, and this is the video in which we're going to talk about the end of the world.
Eric, your voice has changed.
So yeah, the end of the world is here. And I gotta say, I'm pretty upset with this.
And I'm Angus T. Jones, Australian version. Who doesn't have an Australian accent? Because I'm not Shades. I mean, what?
Damn you, not Shades.
Cece, go home. You're not drunk enough.
But it's a long ways to Australia.
Go home.
Okay.
Flash bomb.
I think this is going to evolve into us getting you just to use your voice changer again.
Good luck, because I don't have it here.
Well, since the world is ending, this video cannot happen this year.
Okay.
First and last JMC. First anniversary, whatever.
Okay, I'm partially confused, so clear me up here. So, the clowns are saving Christmas on Christmas, right?
Yes.
Okay, because then I was like, they could still save Christmas if they're doing it early. What, don't you plan in advance when you try and save Christmas?
Nope, it always happens on the day of Christmas.
That's crap.
It's time to save Christmas. But it's St. Patrick's Day. Christmas is saved.
You didn't do it. Christmas is saved. Is Christmas still safe?
No, they converted it back to Yule now.
Okay. I blame Chris for this.
Me.
As long as he's okay with it. What's that? You are? Good.
Oh, God, yes. Captain Planet 3.
They already did a third one?
There was a second one?
Yes. These things have better effects than Iron Man.
At the end of Iron Man 3, Rhodey goes from Iron Patriot to Captain Planet.
Yeah, and then it goes into... Wait, there's a fourth one too?
Oh, God.
How many are they posting? Jesus. Thank God for reflective animals. It's really sad that he's putting more work into this than probably anything else.
This would be the greatest horror movie ever.
It is. What do you mean this would be?
It needs to be a movie released in theaters.
Take his heart. He turned it into an artichoke. I don't even think that's how you eat cantaloupe. I mean, not that. Artichoke. I can't talk anymore. Ah! Okay, good. There's not three more Captain Planets after this. I was afraid for a second. This has everything to do with environment. And that, gentleman, is how Captain Planet met his end.
I think it goes to show that no extreme is a good idea.
That or we need to cast Don Cheadle in more things.
And keep that man away from woodpeckers.
Yeah, that all makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Anyone else think this chat's been kind of sucky so far?
We're all on Dramamine.
Okay.
We fail.
JMC is dead. Jordan, the big nose bomb. Matt, the Canadian who has life. Jordan, for not having a voice box. And. That's it.
We done?